What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
A short can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Our caller dropped off.
Okay.
Conveniently. So you gentlemen will be facing one another today. And today's categories, I'm going to limit it to two because, Miles, I know you know the answer to one because you handed me the story. So in this case, today we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Your other category is Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
We're just talking about grocery stores, and now we go to New Hampshire, where a person was injured after being attacked with produce at a supermarket. Police in Tilton, they responded to Market Basket on Market Street shortly after 6 p.m. Now, details are very limited, but police said that a person was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after being struck with the food. No arrests have been made, but the incident remains under investigation. Now, the question is, what type of produce was used in the assault, sending this person to the hospital? Was it a lime? Was it a head of lettuce? Was it a watermelon? Or was it a grapefruit? So lime, head of lettuce, watermelon, or grapefruit. What did someone take upside the head and end up going to the hospital?
Personally, I think that you're throwing us a curveball and it was a lime.
A lime.
I think it's small, but I think if it's placed right and thrown hard enough, it could do some damage.
It could.
See,
I hit a kid with an apple years ago, man. I did not think it would do the damage it did. I actually felt bad.
I'm going to go head of lettuce.
Let us eat.
All right, I'll take the obvious one and just say a watermelon.
Watermelon for dead.
Seems like you break a watermelon over somebody's head, you really hurt them.
What double was this person attacked with? A lime, a head of lettuce, a watermelon, or a grapefruit? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Got a new Hampshire person who was attacked while shopping at the grocery store.
Yes.
Apparently in the produce section because they were hit with produce. So the question is, and they went to the hospital. So were they hit with a lime, a head of lettuce, a watermelon, or a grapefruit?
And that is the question that I pose to you three fine gentlemen. Out of the three of you, each of you picked something different. Ted, watermelon, Mike, lime, Miles, lettuce. One of you is, in fact, correct. Be Ted Smith.
Ah,
it was a watermelon.
It was a watermelon.
Damn. Sure.
What all do right. you have to do to piss someone off at a grocery store enough that they pick up a watermelon and smash it over your head?
You've watched them just destroy 10 cantaloupes in front of you?
Just throw them out of that cantaloupe, man.
Do you know that button works for the watermelon, too?
Does it?
Yes.
I just knock them and listen to them.
So you're pounding them.
Knocking
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you kind of knock on
I'll be honest with you. Half time with a watermelon, I'm not positive. I just pick a couple up to make it look like I know what I'm doing.
Look, man, I'm not big on the produce section for obvious reasons. I don't like any of it. But it is crazy to me to walk into a grocery store because the produce section is always right there, and there's like 12 people at any given time, and they're all doing something. Like any other part of the store, you grab a product, you put it in your basket. You're done. That's it. No, not the produce section. Everyone's like holding stuff up to the ears.
Oh, yeah. Very important. It,
or,
very important.
Or Miles thumbing the fruit button.
That's right. Yeah. Figure it out, man.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, so this is kind of interesting. I believe it's in there, Mike. So this, first, I'll just set it up. I'll play it for you, then I'll give you a little more of the story. But this guy is, he's working down at Fox 11 in L.A. He's flying around covering. He's in the helicopter covering the protest. No Kings protest on Saturday, right?
Okay.
So then a lot of people thought he had a hot mic, but this is what we, you know, he's just talking and he's being real about his personal life.
You know what? I don't care. I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Got nothing. Not really looking. Trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that. I want to be beholden to no one at this moment. You know, do I get lonely? Of course. Of course. But I got cats.
Well, yeah, good.
All right. So people were like, must be a hot mic. And he was talking with the guy who was
the pilot.
The pilot. That's not true. He was actually responding to questions in the YouTube comments. He knew it was live. He was just being honest. I guess somebody
does not care.
Right. That's what you hear him just go, I don't care. Like, look, so obviously he's going through the divorce.
Yes.
Then people were like, you know, we're asking, like, are you drunk? He said, I do love bourbon. I love the whiskey. I love the bourbon. Love the gin. But he's like, but he wasn't drunk. He also wasn't the one flying the plane. Sounds like.
No, the pilot is.
I honestly, the more, like, at first I listened to it, just went, oh, that's hilarious. But then the more you listen to it, like, you could hear it. He's just kind of like, yeah, but I, you know, like, it sucks. Like, I'm technically married. I'm not looking out. I'm not looking for anybody else.
Yep.
He said, I had a couple debacles in my personal life. Like, who knows what happened? Frankly, not our business. But I'm just like, all right, I kind of respect him just being like, yeah.
It was so offhand about it. He's not asking for your sympathy. Yeah. Just like, this is what's going on, man. And I
right,
cats.
Well, especially in today's day and age, we live in such a world where everything on social media is so perfect and everybody's having a great time. And then, you know, like you talk to somebody and they're like, actually, it's not great at all. It's like, oh my God, all right. So, like, I kind of respect him. He's in a public forum. He's just like, no, like, you know, and look, you get divorced, somebody's going to know.
It does catch you off guard, though. There was a guy, it was about 4 years ago, and I had not seen him for a while. He is the father of another student at my kid's school. So we see each other. I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? He looks at me dead now. He's like, Essie. It's like, oh. Yeah. He's like, you want an honest answer? Essie. I was like, not prepared, but vent on, brother.
Yep.
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and sometimes, especially when you know somebody, like it happened to me a couple months ago, and it was like, you know, somebody that like I used to be friends with, just haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
And I was like, honestly, like the last 2 years have been a real struggle. I said, if you want to really talk about it outside of here, we can.
Yeah.
And they were like, I appreciate you being honest. I was like, yeah, I know you. I trust you enough. I'm not going to gas you up.
Right. Tell them what happened.
All right. Oh, let's see. Speaking of which, now I don't know. You got nobody's kids in here watch Miss Rachel, right?
No, I don't. I know the name. What is
that? Is that a kids show?
Yeah, my nephew did.
Okay. So right. There's always a newer generation. Like, you're always going to have like Sesame Street.
Sure.
Bluey, I feel like, just fits for a lot. Bluey's kind of like goes up into a high range too.
Yeah.
So like a lot of kids like Bluey, but I try like little kid stuff. There's Mrs. Rachel, Miss Rachel
Blippi.
Now. Blippi. Yeah, they used to be
Again, I know the names, but I'm very glad that I don't know these shows.
So basically, Olivia Munn had said, told People Magazine, she doesn't let her kids watch Mitch Rachel. Miss Rachel.
Hey, kids, gather around. Because let me tell you what's wrong
except for
with
you
those
Go
people.
Sit in the back.
She said Mrs. Rachel's YouTube videos annoyed her. Some people go, you know, it's crazy. I saw another one where it's like, she shouldn't have this most control over your kids with her voice. But it's like, I want to say she has like a degree in like child education or this or that. Right. So she knows what she's doing with her voice or whatever. So, of course, the media tried to turn this into a thing.
Oh, Lord.
Mrs. Rachel replied that there's no problem between her and Olivia Munn. She was focusing and advocating for the children suffering in Gaza. Well, somebody, of course, that's a Mrs. Rachel fan, took it too far, started sending death threats
to
Olivia.
Right. Mrs. Rachel would not be okay with that.
No.
Correct. John Mulaney came out and said, come on, right? So then
Death threats.
Right. People magazine even took the unusual step of removing the original article due to, like, what's going on here.
She just said, like, she was annoying, right?
Basically, yeah.
Because she's an adult and you're listening.
Correct.
Look, man, I have nothing against, what do they watch all the time? Paw Patrol. Little Einstein. Look.
Peppa Pig.
I hated the shows because I'm a grown-ass man. But you end up watching them because your kids want to watch them with you. I'm glad they don't anymore, but like, I would hope I don't get death threats like, hey, talk smack on Paw Patrol, mother effer.
Right.
Like, dude.
Right.
No adults enjoy these kids' shows. We sit there because our kids like them, but we're not having fun.
Right.
I mean, she's really just making a statement that any parent who has young kids, and you have to endure these shows, and your kids watch them over and over and over. It's like, yeah, of course she finds her annoying. I think it'd be weird if she's like, I really like the show. I'd be like, there's something wrong with her.
And Miss Rachel is an educational show, and she actually has a very good program that's on there that helps children in their development, so she's doing some good
there.
But it's like, nothing there to defend to the death over
Look, man,
here.
Barney also never had a negative message.
No.
If you ask my opinion of Barney, I'll take a flamethrower to his
that's
ass.
Right.
Correct.
Like I
say all the time,
positive.
Right? Like I love Disney World. But if there's a circle of hell it involves, it's a small world being stuck on that
yes.
ride. You know what I mean? So I think it's okay here that she was just like, not my thing. Anyhow, Mrs. Rachel had to come out over the top and said, Olivia and I have been in touch. We're both choosing kindness.
What do you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on,
gang. It's not for you.
It's not. And
like,
Olivia's
like, dude.
Unless you like musicals, I just feel like most dudes aren't going to pick a Disney movie, right? Pixar movies generally are like funnier.
Don't say
but
it.
As an adult, right? But like, it doesn't mean everybody's against like a Disney movie. We just have a lot more singing.
Yes.
Right. And they want to sing the song.
That's my opinion of Frozen. Mm-hmm. Again, I get what it was. I know it's popular. I absolutely detest that movie.
I had three CDs of Barney's music.
Oh, oh God.
Not the show.
It's not even music.
That Barney was a musical television show.
Yes, thank you, Miles.
So that's how they, you know, the kids got hooked on the songs.
Yeah.
God. I told you people were weird about Miss Rachel. I didn't think it went this far.
No.
It's unreal.
It is.
All right, kind of closing out dad stuff here. Last week we talked about some of the best dads on TV. Today we got best dads from movies.
Movie dads.
All right.
Movie dads.
It's up for you guys. I don't want to get into a big thing, but number 15 on the list, they say Darth Vader in Star Wars because he saved Luke and killed the Emperor.
All right.
Well, no.
All right.
I mean, he did one good
Luke
thing.
Luke saw the good
thing. Why save his son's life?
Luke saw the good invader, and the good invader came back.
Elsa chopped his hand off and tried to murder his friend.
You know what? Yeah. There's some growing pains to letting the good okay. back out, right?
Yeah. I mean, my dad threatened to murder a lot of my buddies.
But he didn't call him out for kissing his sister. There was a lot of good.
That's right.
That's bad parody.
That's weird.
And he knows a good hand guy.
Oh, Jesus. Atticus Fitch to Atticus kill a mockingbird.
Okay. Go for half hour right. an hour, Mike.
Cameron Poe, Nicolas Cage, and Con Air.
Okay, I can see that one.
Now, here's one I think is a really good one. Jason Furious Styles Jr. That was Lawrence Fishburne in Boys in the Hood, 1991.
Yeah.
When's the last time anybody in here has watched Boys in the Hood?
Oh, it's been a hot minute.
It's every Friday night for me.
So you'll know what I'm saying. It is wild when I rewatch that scene and he's explaining how gentrification works. Right. This was 91.
Yep.
Professor Harry Jones Sr., Sean Connery, and Indiana Jones and Last Crusade.
Hell yeah. Sure. Yet again, always kept Indiana in heart and mind there.
The dad, Eugene Levy in American Pie series.
He was just great and entertaining.
He was.
Very patient.
Very patient. He's always had the best voice for it.
How about
John Quincy Archibald, Denzel Washington, and John Q. Robert De Niro, his character, and Meet the Parents.
No Clark Griswold.
Okay, no. Robert De Niro did not play a good father. He played a very protective father.
Clark Griswold, number two on the list, Miles.
There we go.
I'm with you. Brian Mills made the first. Liam Neeson from Taken was number one.
All right.
That's the sign of a good
Robin brother. Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
Some of them are kind of funny. But yeah, I think Clark Griswold, Vacation. While Clark, was,
you know what? Arguably,
while Clark was an idiot, he was a family man.
He was a good dad.
Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, I mean, loved his family.
I mean, he took him everywhere, you know? He was there, too.
Cousin Eddie was there, but I don't know that I'd say he was a good dad. just putting that out there. Bruce Willis in Armageddon. I mean, he died for him, so that's a good one.
He did.
And then Gil Buckman, Steve Martin from Parenthood.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
Now, I also say for Father's Day, man, I know the U.S. Open... And Miles, help me out here. Has that always been on Father's Day, or is that like the last 20 years?
I don't know.
All right. Somebody told me it always has. I guess it has. I don't remember growing up always being on Father's Day. Or maybe my dad didn't care about golf that much. But obviously, yesterday, you're going to have the U.S. Open. So I was like, cool. Could watch some of that. Yeah, the F1 race, where unfortunately, Groundhog lost its life up in Montreal. So that wasn't starting until 11. So I was like, all right. And I'm a big enough nerd where I like college baseball. So I was like, this is great, right? Watch the F1 race. Then I turned on some NASCAR stuff. They were on a road track in Mexico City. And I was like, look at the good old boys. They're racing down in Mexico City.
Is that the first time they've done it there?
I believe so. I could be wrong. I don't watch NASCAR enough.
I just feel like I wouldn't have heard that.
Yeah. But then, so I was watching that, some college baseball. And then, of course, you had Major League Baseball. And then I was telling Mike, even later on, I didn't realize this. There was an IndyCar race that didn't start till like 5 in St. Louis. It's like, one of those kind of sneaky, good sports days.
You want to hear Living Hell, Ted? My brother went to the U.S. Open yesterday.
All right. Okay.
So,
all right, let me preface this with the U.S. Open for me as a viewer on the West Coast was awesome. But there was, because there was a 3-hour rain delay.
There was.
But for me, it was great because I could watch it in the even.
So, they shuttle people in there. The entire process to get into the golf course takes about 2 hours. By the time you park your car. You get on a bus, you got to wait for a bus, then that bus fills up first, the next bus fills up, the next bus, then you got to get off the bus, you got to get in there, all that crap. Then they get hit by rain. One thing about that course is it's a private country club. There's no real where to go.
Right.
It's not like you're talking about this big facility. It's a club that maybe a couple thousand people belong to.
Sure.
So food, drinks, all these things, they're kind of prepared. But they're not really prepared.
No.
So he was stuck. He's like, man, it's pouring down rain. This delays 3 hours. Sucks. Everyone's trying to leave.
Right.
But now the line to the bus is insane because people want to get out of there. They don't know. They think that more than likely that play will be suspended.
I was shocked this they restarted that tournament.
This will be picked up on Monday. So people are trying to leave. We'll come back tomorrow. But, I mean, he said it was... an interesting Father's Day.
Yeah.
As far as like your level of frustration, like, oh my God, why did I do this?
God.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, as a viewer, for me, it was fine because I was happy to have like live sports on that late on a Sunday. But I can imagine for him and everybody else there.
I mean, and you can't escape that rain. It was dumping.
Yeah, like when I clicked on, this was right before they took the delay, and one guy's on the tee box. It was a par three. This is a professional golfer. And he had a driver in his hand. And like you could see the rain, and it's like, it's raining too hard.
Right.
And then finally, he just like walked over his bag, started messing with his gloves. It's like,
blow the horn.
Right, like I don't blame him. Like, just wait for the
horn. Blow the horn.
There is no way they're going to make you tee off in that weather.
Come on, man.
It was right. Just coming down sideways.
What are we doing?
So they blew the horn, and he was fine. Also, if you're like me and you're psycho about mascots, watch the IndyCar races. Firestone Tires has a mascot.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. He's elite. All right?
He's elite.
He knows how to get in all these camera shots. He's always kind of dancing goofy. Like, there's one.
Firestone, is it like a phoenix? What is it?
Can you look at it and identify what it's supposed to be?
Kind of looks like a bird in a racing helmet.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just so goofy. It does not belong. I feel like it annoys the drivers. Again, I love it.
All right.
I think it's unreal.
His name is Firehawk, a bird-like character associated with Firestone Tires.
Okay. All right, guys. Okay.
Yeah, Game 5 of the NBA Finals on tonight. Come on, Pacers. Beat the Thunder.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Put our meat in your mouth and throw the best sausage party in town with delicious Men's Room beer brats from Uli's Famous Sausage. Available at your favorite local grocers. And it's filled with Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. Fire up the grill while helping our friends at the Fisher House. Men's Room beer brought details and locations at KISW.com. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A North Carolina woman gets a DUI after hitting a horse that was on the road. Meanwhile, a Maryland woman gets into an argument at a baby shower and uses her car to unload. A positive story as a principal writes a handwritten note to every student in the graduating class. Grumpy Cat closes down a tunnel, and no car shall pass. And a mongoose breaks out of a wildlife park to find someone to have sex with. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to Indian Head, Maryland, where good times can turn into bad times. Police were called to a baby shower on reports of a dispute between two women. The story does not detail what exactly set the two off, but they somehow found something to argue about on a day that was supposed to be full of excitement. The argument eventually spilled out into the parking lot, which is when one of the women got into her car and intentionally drove it at the woman that she was arguing with.
Wow.
She made contact with the woman as well as another member of the party that followed the argument outside before ramming into a car that was in the parking lot, which contained a child. Though luckily the child was unharmed. The woman then proceeded to circle the parking lot and ram into the vehicle of the woman that she was arguing with. Police arrived, and the woman was arrested on several charges. One person was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and two others were treated there at the scene.
I gotta know what the fight was about.
That's what I'm saying. They don't say what the argument
exactly.
No,
it's I'm just, going to get in my car and run this person over.
Right.
It's obviously one of her friend's kids.
Gotta be.
She's 50-some years old.
Right.
So she had to get into a fight with someone else's mother. Right?
I don't know.
Who knows?
At the point that you're driving cars over people, I don't think anything rational happened.
No, not at all. I don't get what kind of a fight you get into at a baby shower. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what conversations to and not to have in whatever given gathering that you're at, but I can't imagine conversations
at a
baby shower would ever go there.
The only thing I could figure is, and the baby's got to be pretty new, but I don't know. Yeah. That's got to be something, a split family or...
Right.
Because I've only seen like a couple dust-ups at like a wedding or something. It's generally like something like that.
Yeah.
I can't picture anything else getting people so mad at a family function other than...
Especially, again,
I can't believe she's here or I can't believe he's here.
About to say, you think it was a questionable invite?
Maybe.
Well, if it was, I'm assuming she was the questionable one.
Yeah. In other news, sad scene out of New Hampshire. Local Fish and Game made an announcement about an accident that had occurred in the area. They arrived on the scene of a snowmobile crash in which the driver of the vehicle lost control and came to a crashing halt upside of a tree. The driver did not survive the accident, and after a short investigation, they said that operating on a public way, speeding, and alcohol were all factors in the crash, and the driver was not wearing a helmet at the time of impact. They used this as a moment to remind everybody of the dangers of some of the fun that we have and to consider proper safety measures.
Am I to assume that in the middle of June, there's still snow in New Hampshire, or did this guy get on there and dry ride?
He just dry rode it.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
The one thing they pointed out, like, no helmet, alcohol, also, no snow.
No snow. Okay. I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Like,
which could have aided in him not having any kind of control while he was out there as well.
Yeah, I don't know
he's
how they handle
at high speeds without this thing on its actual plane of where it's supposed to be at. Like, I'm not going to speak ill of the man here, but
Live and learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
never mind.
yeah. Right.
Damn. But we're not done with drunk drivers just yet. We go to North Carolina where another accident occurred. Police report that a woman in her mid-20s was driving under the influence in the area and struck a 5-year-old horse. Unfortunately, the animal did not survive the encounter, but what's even worse about that situation is that this horse was the last of his mother's offspring. The local Wild Horse Fund detailed that this particular breed of horse is a critically endangered population, and they were hoping that it would be able to carry on the family line, saying that the genetics of this breed can never be replaced.
Oh.
The woman was arrested and faces some serious charges.
I don't know if I knew that there were wild horses down there.
I know.
I never heard of that.
Well, there's one less.
Yeah.
You know, but,
I guess they're not.
Yeah, they're just kind of the guy I am. It's like, I mean, we still have wild horses around here somewhere?
I know Assateague, north of there, but I've never heard of the Outer Banks having wild horses.
Okay.
There's a lot of them, man.
Yeah.
They got them in Nevada. I mean, the ones at Assateague are awesome.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Just rolling by, then all of a sudden you just see a herd of horses just...
Well, they're kind of out on these barrier islands. They swim them over to Chincoteague once a year, and they have like a big carnival, and they auction off all these wild ponies.
The wild ones. Mm-hmm.
And the firemen are the... But Assateague, the theory is either people put them there so they didn't get taxed on them, or a Spanish ship crashed, and they just... They live out there.
Exit. All right.
Damn. Yeah. All right. To Portsmouth, Virginia, where the local animal shelter has a new friend that's becoming a meme. Local animal control caught a call about a cat that had wandered into the downtown tunnel and was causing a disturbance at an inconvenient time. It took a little bit of a time and a shutdown of the tunnel during rush hour traffic, but they managed to capture the cat, which they lovingly named Tunnel Vision. But what's even better about Tunnel Vision is he is reminiscent of an old cat in meme culture known as Grumpy Cat, sporting his own curmudgeon-y face. Luckily for Tunnel Vision, this kind of feature is one that the people can get behind, and the shelter has already fielded several applications for his adoption.
He does not look happy.
No, he
does. Does not at all.
He looks miserable.
He's right up your alley, Miles. I'm amazed that you haven't already submitted for this cat.
This guy's mine.
Yeah. Bring him on over here. Look at him. He just
seems like a problem. I should take him in.
Right.
Yep.
Life is pain to this guy. Bring him over to me.
All right.
But just in case it starts with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Texas, where a local principal wanted to do something good. In a time where people seem to be increasingly divided, one principal wanted to show the impact of a random act of kindness. As we near the end of the school year, the principal hand-wrote a letter to each and every student in the graduating class.
I hate you.
All 443 of them, talking about the ripple effect that a single act of kindness can have and the impact on the community. To hammer this point home, he also included a crisp $1 bill in each letter, saying that no act of kindness is too small, and to take the lessons of love that they learned in the school out in the world that desperately needs it and them.
He was going to do a fiver, and his wife's like, no.
Really?
It's not happening. Men's Room Sports, the confusing run of the Mariners continues as they hosted the Cleveland Guardians all weekend long following a sweeping loss against the Diamondbacks in Arizona. And they walked away with a sweep of their own, winning all three games and protecting against a further fall from first place. Unfortunately, the Astros performed well all weekend as well, maintaining their 4.5 game lead in first place in the AL West. So, as I'm saying... The sweep was very much needed because the Astros were about to really pull some gains out there. So that's good that they kept them at bay. Well done, boys. The Mariners now settle in for some rough baseball as the Boston Red Sox are in town for a 3-game stint starting tonight en route, and you've also got NBA Finals over on ABC. No matter what, man, if the Mariners are playing the Red Sox, it's always good baseball. It never really goes in our favor, but it's good baseball.
Yeah, I've already seen a few Red Sox jerseys.
Yeah, out there. It'll be mainly clear tonight as far as your weather, with temperatures dropping down to a mild 50 degrees. Tomorrow, we expect a little bit of clouds rolling in, keeping the temperatures at a comfortable 75. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkinside.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Sit and Spin. Tomorrow on Sit and Spin, we've got artists that almost died on stage.
So they're still alive.
They're still
alive. Almost died.
They almost died. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
All right, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.